You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm their host for this program. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, pastor of Island Community Church, Bible translator, and radio station manager here at WMIE and WWBC. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day today to join me as we study the Word of God together. We're in the book of Acts. We're in chapter 19. And perhaps I get around maybe more often in Christian circles than you do, than some of you. And maybe you've never heard the question, or maybe you've never been asked, have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Now, a lot of people that would hear that and would cause confusion, and they would just automatically assume, let me say correctly, that once they became a Christian, they were baptized by the Holy Spirit, from some people's understanding of the Bible. And that's a correct understanding of the Bible, because the Bible says by one Spirit we have all been baptized into one body. But the people that say that to people like that mean something else and believe and teach that that happens more than once, that it's a later date sometimes years later that happens. And this is one of the texts that people use to prove that a baptism of the Holy Spirit happens later. And that's where we're picking it up here today. Acts chapter 19, maybe out of context. You probably need to hear yesterday's program. The whole sermon is available at WGOD Radio on Facebook. And to assume that I've got something that you don't would make me better than you. That's where we're picking it up today. I'd love to see you tonight, Island Community Church on Facebook, 6 o'clock, live.
No Christian has more of God than you. The question is, and I say it so many times, is how much of you does God have? How much of you does God have? That's why you might see some people like Luann on fire for God and other people sleeping, because God's got all of her. God's got all of her. And that's the difference. She's not better than someone else. She doesn't have something you don't have. But God's got all of her. She's devoted herself to serving God. But the Bible says, if that matters, you are complete in Him. Number two, my favorite one, 2 Peter 1:3. Listen to this. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So that was number two. Number one is you're complete in Him. Number two is God has given to you all things that pertain to life. That is your life. How long you live. your health, your well-being, the breath in your very lungs, and godliness. He's already given it to you. He's given it to all of us. All right, number three. 1 Corinthians 12:13. It says, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body." By one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Number four, Ephesians 4:5. "There is one body and one Spirit, as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism." Even though there are many baptisms in the Bible says there's only one baptism, and that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And everyone has it. I said, everyone has it. Don't argue with me, argue with God. How much proof do you want, people? I've given you four. Romans 8:9. This is the last one. Paul says this: "You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his." If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you're not part of this family, and you're not Christian. No Spirit baptism, then no regeneration, and no salvation. By one Spirit, we're all baptized, every one of us, into one body. Now, imagine if that were not true. Imagine if that were not true. Imagine if I had it and you didn't. Think about that. If I had the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you didn't. If I had it and you didn't. Imagine if I was better than you like that. Imagine if you were inferior to me as a Christian. All right, you got it, I got it, and you don't. That means I'm better than you. Bill, I'm better than you. I've got it and you don't. That makes me better than you. That makes you inferior to me as a Christian. As a what? No, you mean like preposterous, right? See, we're doing what Paul does. We're adding these things up. We're like lawyers looking at, showing you how impossible this is. I'm not better than you. You're not better than me. By one Spirit, we've all been baptized into one body. There are no super Christians. The question is, how much of you does God have? You can be a super Christian too. Try living for Him a little more. That's the difference. And as much as you would never admit it, you'd be arrogant or smug and think that you're better than the other person, but you'd never admit it. I can't tell you how many Christians I've met that think like that, that have pity on me. And deep down inside, they think that they're better than me. That's a dangerous position to be in. Imagine a race of super Christians, better than all the other Christians. Imagine you carrying my water. Imagine you carrying my water. That's not the God that I know. The only problem is most everyone I know from that fraternity has been divorced, and they drink, smoke, and chew and live like the devil during the week. I can tell you that you've been baptized by the Holy Spirit by how you treat your wife. You know that? I can tell. That's the true evidence. The evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is living a holy life that's sold out to God. Not by speaking in another language. How do you treat your wife? How do you treat your mother? How do you treat your father in the nursing home? How do you treat your family? How do you treat homeless, hungry people? Oh, it's not speaking in another language. It's living a holy life, saying yes to God, no to sin. The evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is living a holy life, sold out to God and devoted to God. You possess all things that pertain to life and godliness. So what am I saying? I'm no better than you. You're no better than me. We're all one in Christ Jesus. We all have got different gifts. Some of you can do things that boggle my mind. Some people might appreciate my ability to memorize scripture. But that's just because this is where God has me, as the teacher of the Word of God here at this church and on the radio and on the internet. That's what I do. I believe everyone gets blessed if you have a teacher that knows the Word of God. But to God be the glory for that. Everyone's got their own spiritual gifts. Verse 1. Now it happened when Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit?" Believing. So they said to him, "We have not even heard of the Holy Spirit." So he said to them, "Well, into what then were you baptized?" They said, "John's baptism." Then Paul said, notice how well Paul knew the scripture. This wasn't even written yet. Paul probably heard this from Luke, one of his best friends, traveling partners. Remember, Luke went around interviewing people. Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts. He probably got some of his early history from Luke, who interviewed these people. Paul said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Now when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied." They all did that in the early church. This was a sign back then of receiving the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. Tongues was another language. Now the men were about 12 in all. Verse 8. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. But when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. I always wanted to start a Bible school with that name, the School of Tyrannus. And this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwelt in, where does it say? Where does it say? What did we read a couple weeks ago? What did the Holy Spirit say to Paul? Don't go to Asia. I don't want you going there with the gospel.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
You have tuned in to the